Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the Impact Man, and you know what time it is. It is time to rise and grind. So go ahead, grab your cup of coffee, grab your device, and let's get into this word. What's going on, brothers? This is Pastor S. Jeffrey Munson. Thank you so much, and let me be the first one to welcome you to Morning Meditation for Men. Thank you so much for coming and hanging out with me today. For this quick word that the Lord has dropped in my spirit for us to become better at everything that we do. Every day we get a little bit better. Every day the challenges that we face in life are a little bit less. And I'm excited about what God is doing in our lives, individually and collectively. So we're going to jump right into this word. We're going to go to Romans chapter 5. We've made it to episode number 20 of season 5. So we've got a few more to go. I've got a place here where I want to stop when we end up with season 5. But I want to jump in here. Romans chapter 20. Romans chapter 5. I got too much things going in my head. All right, here we go. Romans chapter 5, verse number 1. Reading from the New American Standard Bible. So if you have your device, turn that to New American Standard Bible, Romans chapter 5, beginning at verse number 1. I'll read verse 1 through 5. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have obtained our introduction by faith into his grace in which we stand. And we exult in the hope of the glory of God. And not only this, but we exult in our tribulations, knowing that our tribulations bring about perseverance, and perseverance, proven character, and proven character, hope. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. All right, I'm going to stop there. We'll pick up on verse number 6 and dig some more into Romans chapter 5 next time we meet. But I want to talk about real briefly here. It's in the promise, the peace of God. It's in the promise, the peace of God. Now, I want you to understand that when we begin to talk about the peace of God, we are not by any means talking about the absence of conflict or tribulation. Okay? So when you have God's peace, you understand that even in the midst of conflict, even in the midst of tribulation, you operate in a different place, in a different level than other people who may be going through the same thing that you are going through. Catch this. There are people, I've heard this before. Let me say it this way. I've heard this before, and I really believe it to be true. There are people who would have killed themselves or found themselves in a crazy house going through the same thing that I've gone through, because they were not equipped for what I went through. This goes into that thing that my story is my story. My process is my process. So the same goes for you. Your process is your process. Your story is your story. And no two processes and no two stories are the same. Now catch this. They may be similar, but they are not the same. We all are going to have to go through something, but we understand that if we apply the word of God, I feel the Holy Ghost today. When you apply the word of God to your situation, you set yourself up for success, right? Now, as I was saying, apply the word of God, I was looking, and I could see that the Holy Spirit was telling me to say this, as if it were a salve that you apply to injury or a sore, or if it were lotion that you are applying to your body, you get a good handful of it and you apply it, and you listen to this, and you apply pressure to get it to where it needs to be. The word of God, oh my God, the word of God will apply pressure to the things that are going on in your life, but the end result will be what it needs to be, right? When you apply lotion to your dry skin, the end result is that your skin is no longer dry. When you apply salve to a sore, the end result is that the sore will eventually heal. When you apply the word of God to your problems, to your circumstances, to your tribulations, to your troubles, the end result is the peace of God. So understand that peace is a state of tranquility. Listen to this. Exempt from the rage and havoc of war. But Pastor, you just finished saying that, you know, the peace of God is, you know, that you don't have to worry about war. Listen, war can be raging all around you, but you have the tranquility. You have a state of tranquility in your mind, in your spirit, in your body. You are operating in a place of tranquility because you understand that no matter what is going on around me, God has got me. Come on, y'all. Listen, God's got you. So it doesn't matter what you have to go through. It doesn't matter what the enemy is saying. It doesn't matter what it looks like. God has got you, right? He's covering you. There's a scripture that says that the peace of God surpasses all understanding, right? And so you got to understand that when God's peace reaches you, it goes beyond human understanding. It goes beyond human intellect into a place that says, it's crazy out here, but I'm okay. But I'm okay with it. Right? John 16:33. I've said these things to you that in me you might have peace. Catch this now. In the world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Take heart, my brothers, for I have overcome the world. That's Jesus speaking, right? He says, I'm talking to you and I'm telling you stuff so that you might operate in a place of peace. And then he clearly tells us, when you live in this world, you're going to have tribulation. But be of good cheer and take heart, because he overcame the world. And because Jesus overcame the world, that means that I have now overcome the conflict that is going on in the world. I've overcome the tribulation that is in my life because I live in the world. One of the things that I am glad about and often ponder is that I am just a sojourner in the earth. This is not my home. I'm somebody who is I'm somebody who is traveling through, and I just happen to be in the earth as I'm traveling through. And as I was traveling through, I found the answer. And the answer is Jesus Christ. And when I found the answer, listen to this, I answered the call. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. And what was the call? The call was to find myself back in a place where I was supposed to be with God. I found the answer. I answered the call, and I answered the call of grace. And I said, yes, I'll take grace into my life for everything that I've done, for everything that I've messed up on, for everything that I don't deserve. I'm going to take grace in my life. Brothers, today, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, today is the day. The Bible says if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. Today is the day to say, I found the answer, and the answer is Jesus. The answer is His grace over my life. Philippians 4:6 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And then it goes on to say, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and your mind in Him. He gives us peace. But what I love about this particular scripture here that Paul speaks to us in these great terms is he lets us know. And so that, you know what, we're going to have to go through some things. We're going to have to deal with some things in this life. But he says to us this. He says, we ought to rejoice in the tribulation that we have to go through. Does that make sense? You're saying, Pastor, that does not make any sense. But this is what he says. He says, celebrate. He says, by faith into His grace in which we stand, and we celebrate in hope the glory of God. And not only this, but we also celebrate in our tribulation. Why am I celebrating in my tribulation, Pastor? Knowing that tribulation brings perseverance. That means that now I'm moving a step closer. I'm able to go through. I'm able to persevere through a situation. I'm able to stand in the middle of a situation and not waver, not become weak in a situation, right? Because now I've celebrated in my tribulation, understanding the tribulation that I've had to go through created in me perseverance. And perseverance creates character. Now I can stand before God and He can look at me and says He has character. Because when the tribulation came, He didn't cuss, He didn't fuss, He didn't muss, He didn't go off, He didn't throw things. He stood firm, catch this, on the word of God that says, I'm bringing you out of this. I feel the Holy Ghost today. He stood firm on the word of God that says, I'm bringing you out of this. When God looks at you, and you know what I dare say, when people look at you, you want them to see that you have character to go through what it is that you're dealing with. You got to learn to stand. Donnie McClurkin said it. He says, what do you do when you've done all you can? You just stand. And you've got to get to a place in your life where you can flat-footed stand in the midst of your tribulation, because your tribulation is going to bring about perseverance, and your perseverance is going to bring about character. And your character, now see, this is it. Your character brings about hope. So your character was there for other people to see, but now you've got hope. I'm still standing. Did you hear me? I'm still standing. In the midst of all of this that I'm going through, I'm still standing. I should be knocked down and knocked over, but I'm still standing. I should be dead. I should not have any resolve. I should not have any hope, but I'm still standing. And because I have it, I now have hope. And it says hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Did you catch that? It boils back down to the love of God. Listen, you and I have peace in the midst of everything we go through. I'm reminded of a song that we sang when I was a little boy. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. Every rung goes higher and higher. Listen, you got to understand that this is what this is about, is that it's about maturity. I get to a place, I have to understand, I got to have tribulations. I'm going to have tribulations here, but if I can make it to the next place, I can persevere in my tribulation. And if I can persevere in my tribulation, I'm showing God and I'm showing people I have character in my tribulation. And then my character brings forth hope. And hope will not disappoint me. Hallelujah. Hope will not. I feel the Holy. I got to go, y'all. Hope will not disappoint. Because it's been poured out. The love of God has been poured out in our hearts. Because of the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. And it all turns around because when I have the Holy Ghost, I've got peace. You've got peace with God. It's right there. It's in the promise. You have peace. Assess your situation. Assess what's going on with you. And remember, in the midst of all of that, you have peace. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before your presence and we say thank you. Thank you for these brothers, these men, these women, whoever is listening, wherever they are listening. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would remind them of your word today. Let them know and understand that no matter what they're going through, no matter where the challenge is in their life, God, that you have given them peace. Let your peace surpass their understanding. Let your peace speak in the midst of their tribulation and shut out the noise of everything going around. God, I ask that you would release your peace in their life right now. I thank you, Father, for what you are doing. I thank you and I honor you for what you are doing in their lives right now. God, we thank you for grace. We thank you for tribulation. We thank you for perseverance, hope, and love. Thank you for the peace of God that passes all understanding. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody shouted amen, amen, and amen. All right, brothers, this is Pastor S. Jeffrey Munz. Thank you so much for being with me this morning on Morning Meditation for Men. I ask two favors of you. Number one, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, let today be the day that you give your life to Jesus Christ. The Bible says if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. And so today, let it not go another day that you do not give your life to Jesus Christ. Now, secondly, share the podcast. Share it with your brothers. Share it with your uncles. Share it with your father. Share it with your granddaddies. This is Morning Meditation for Men. I want to see the numbers triple and quadruple, and I want to see men all over the globe transformed and made free because of the Word of God. This is Pastor S. Jeffrey Munz. Thank you so much for being with me this morning on Morning Meditation for Men. I'm out of here. Peace.